What's up, everyone? This is James Quilty, and welcome to another episode of Marketing in My Garage. And today, I wanted to go over the three core markets, but really, there's only one market that you should be selling in.
How do you build a successful MLM business without spamming social media, paying for outdated leads, or having uncomfortable conversations with your family and friends? That was a question I had years ago, and now I want to share my journey as I build my million-dollar business online completely from scratch with no money, no customer list, no social media, and no office, with just a laptop, internet connection, and a sales funnel, and all out of my garage. My name is James Quilty, and welcome to Marketing in My Garage.
What's up, everyone? It's so good to be back with you, and I'm really excited to bring this episode to you. Like I teased in the previous episode, I'm finding out that, you know, there's not just like three markets that, you know, we all sell in business, but there's actually only one market. And then if you get this piece, then all your other marketing in your business is just going to explode. And let me just say, explain a little bit. So if you hadn't heard the last episode, go back and listen to it, because what I talked about was, none of my sales funnels that I had set up, to automate, my business and to, do, network marketing differently than just, trying to pitch your family and friends or cold calling, right? But using the tools that the most successful, marketers today are actually, using to automate that sales, process, and none of them working. I was talking about my failures, and what I found, was the marketing, right? And I had to go into a little bit, more detail. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it, because then this one will make a little bit more sense. But so today, when you start off in business, right, we never really focus in on, okay, what actual market do I want to serve, or what kind of market do I want to be in? And we're not talking about if you are in the you're selling water purifiers, or you're selling pest control. I'm not talking about that, but there's really three core markets, and I learned this from Russell Brunson, and he does an exceptional job of laying this all out in detail, so you can understand it and apply it and use it in your business in his book, Expert Secrets. What he talks about is there's three core markets. Or Steve Larson, it talks about there's actually like three core desires. And I like that, because really that's what we're all, all trying to achieve. And those three core desires, or markets, if you will, is health, wealth, and relationships, right? And, as I started going back and I was like refocusing on my business, like, hey, I got to work on the marketing. Okay, who's my dream client? Who do I want to serve? Okay, what market do I want to actually plunge myself in and work on the solutions in that market, to provide products that'll help people get the solutions that they're looking for, right? And so, I wanted to share a story with you that kind of illustrates what I'm talking about. Before I share with you the one market that we actually all are trying to get, or the one desire that we all absolutely want. When I was a newly commissioned officer in the Air Force, and I was married to my ex-wife at the time. And we had moved to our second duty station, which was in Montana, in Great Falls, Montana. And when we got there, life, she wasn't happy. She ended up leaving, and she never, came back. And so we ended up, splitting up. And we did have, at that time, we had a 13-month-old, daughter, right? And, like any, breakup, I was devastated, right? And I got out of shape. And then at one time it was like, okay, I'm tired of, feeling depressed. I wanted, change. And so, I started, working out, and I started, wanting to transform, my body. I wanted to start, looking better. And then from there, I got really, excited and really interested in, health and fitness, right? Because I had a lot of people that were asking me, hey, what are you doing? You look amazing. Can you help me? Sure. Not a problem. Right. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then one day, a friend of mine said, hey, have you ever thought about being a personal trainer? I was like, well, what is that? He's like, What are you talking about? You know, people pay you to actually train them. And, you know, I had never been in the health, industry before, health and wellness. And I didn't know anything about that. I was like, really? You can really get paid for that? I was like, no way. Cause I was just doing this for free. Cause I was just really excited. I got results. And the fact that people were just asking me to help them, I was like, sure. Yeah. Why not? And so when I got out of the Air Force and, I was thinking about, my next career move, I was like, yeah, I want to pursue this as a career. And so I was like, oh, I'm all about health and wellness. And, the industry that I'm in is helping, people, get their lives back, through health, because, health is the number one thing that, if people can actually, really master that, then everything else, in their life will start to work, right? Well, come to find out that, when you start off as a personal trainer, you don't make that much money, right? And so I started getting behind on my bills because I wasn't making any money. And then, I got introduced to the concept of network marketing, building a business on the side that was kind of residual that, would help to supplement what you're doing. And eventually it would, end up, replacing your full-time in income, right? We've heard that. And we know that, the network marketing industry has that, potential. So I was like really super excited about that. And I was like, oh, great. I could start making a lot of money. And yeah, because, because I wasn't, making, enough money, I was, getting, behind, on my bills. And I was like, oh, wealth, that's right. Money, if you had enough money, that, would just open up, just so many more, opportunities. Right. And so then I was like, oh God, I want to be, wealthy. I want to, help, people, make a lot of money. And so I really do. I love health and wellness, but money is a huge factor in a lot of people's lives. They're stuck in 9-to-5 jobs and, they're just living paycheck to paycheck. Money is the deciding factor. Right. And so then I started, on this journey of, wanting to be in that health, that wealth, market, and I tried, after reading, and I'm sure we all have read, Robert Kiyosaki's, book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, wanted to do real estate. And then I was like, okay, well, I got to build a business, right? He also talked about, we got to start, getting involved, in paper assets. And I was like, that's way too complicated. And I said, I'm not ready for any of that, So I'm just going to focus in on building a business. And that was a few years ago. And I share that with you because, after I had, I had gotten a, divorce and I wanted to change my body, right? And the driving factor for me at that time was not to get healthy because, I wanted to be around for my kids or anything like that. No, it was my ex had left me and I wanted to get in the best shape of my life. So, I would prove to her that she made a big mistake, you're leaving me. So my core reasoning or my core desire had nothing to do with health. It had to do with, getting back at my ex. And I use the term, let me take that back. Not really getting back at her. I didn't want to wish bad things upon her or anything like that. But I wanted, to prove to her that, I was a good catch. And then eventually, when I started, dating again, I had, met this, this one girl, and we started, dating and, I was really, attracted to her and, I really cared for her very much and, loved her, very much. And then, I eventually, I wanted to start, a serious relationship, with her. Well, then the subject, came up that, I'm not sure. Cause I had a lot of, bills at that time. I was still in the Air Force. And I was making, really good money, but hey, I had to pay child support and, then I also had to pay, past, lawyer's fees and stuff like that. And yeah, that it takes a lot of money, but I was still doing okay. And we actually had this conversation and she said it in kind of like in passing. She's like, well, I just don't think that, you would be able to, provide, and I don't, you know, it's not like it's a bad thing. You know, you have a lot of responsibilities and stuff like that. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, not really, you know, ready, you know, to be like, you know, really serious and stuff like that. And so that really kind of, you know, cut me. And I was like, okay, I can't provide. So she doesn't think I can make enough money. So that, you know, I need to start, you know, that was when I found Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I started, you know, trying to focus, you know, more on, you know, building a business and, you know, generating, you know, wealth. Right. And I share this with you because in both of those instances, when I wanted to change my body, you know, to prove that I was a good catch to my ex. And then when I started dating this other girl and, you know, she had mentioned that, you know, I wouldn't be able to provide, you know, for her. Right. In both of those instances, you know, on the surface, you might think that, oh, so, you know, if I went into business, I would sell to the health market, you know, because I changed, you know, my body, or, you know, hey, I couldn't provide, you know, for myself. And so, you know, I want to, you know, I built a business and so I'm making a lot of money. And so now I want to go into the market on teaching people how to generate wealth. Right. Wrong. This is what I realized, you know, looking back, you know, in these last, you know, few days, is that the one market that we are all, you know, trying to achieve ultimately is relationships. Because money in and of itself doesn't do you any good. Why do we all want money? Yeah, we can get those things and stuff. We could buy houses and cars and make sure all our bills are paid. But, you know, that's only going to take us so far. Why are we really, you know, wanting to do that? Why do we really want to, you know, make ourselves, you know, look better? And it is always because we are trying to attract, or we are trying to, you know, we're trying to get some sort of relationship, you know, whether it be friends or, you know, significant, you know, other. And, it just kind of hit me. I was like, oh my God, you know, when I wanted to make wealth, it wasn't because I wanted to, to build a business just to have a lot of money. It was because the person that I cared about didn't think that I was a good provider. I wanted to be a good provider because I wanted that relationship. I wanted it to work. I wanted to be with her. That was why I wanted to get all, starting my business and getting money, which is, you know, why I got, you know, started with network marketing. When I started, changing my body, you know, I wanted to prove to my ex that, you know, she made a mistake leaving me. It was about relationships, right? And then I continued wanting to stay healthy. And I continued, you know, when I started personal training and I started, you know, my health and wellness, you know, business, you know, years later, it was all about, you know, the relationships. And even when I found my wife now and when we got married, I still continue to work out. Why? And yes, on the surface, and it is important to be around for your kids. Absolutely. I'm not saying that, you know, health is not important, but ultimately deep down, the real core desire that we want and why we get healthy and why we go through all the things that, you know, we do when you're restricting your eating and when you're getting up really early to go ahead, you know, for like, you know, drive, go an hour into the gym or whatever type of training you're doing, whether it be CrossFit or Orange Theory or, you know, boot camp, whatever it is, you're doing it because you want the attention from the relationship that you're in, or you want to change yourself so you eventually want to be in a relationship. It's all about relationships, and you can use that in any type of marketing. It doesn't matter if you are selling a health supplement. Why are you doing that? Because you want to look your best for either your current mate or spouse, or for your future mate and spouse, right? When I wanted to make, you know, a lot of money, or if you are, for whatever reason, you know, you're not making the money that you want, or maybe you are, you're pretty successful and you want to take things to the next level. Why is it? It's because we are trying to, I want to say like impress, but you know, we're trying to, you know, prove that, you know what, whoever we're with made the right choice. And, you know, if somebody else is making, you know, a lot of money, we wouldn't want them, you know, to go, we wouldn't want to lose them. And I'm not saying that it's going to, but psychologically, look, if you look at, you know, our basic needs, you know, food, shelter, you know, mate, it's all the same thing. It's all about the relationships, you know? That's why, you know, people, you know, do, you know, crazy things with, you know, there's some, you know, girls, they want to get extensions, or they want to get, you know, liposuction, or they're getting the lap band, you know, where they get the band and then, you know, they squeeze up their stomach, you know. Why do people, you know, want to work so hard and go through, you know, crazy stuff, and they do boob jobs, or, you know, they get Botox? Why are they doing that? Oh, because they just want to feel, no, because they're trying to look good, because they want the attention from other people. people, whether it be friends or they're on Instagram or whatever, it's all about relationships. Are you getting it? And that is so awesome because that really helps to streamline your marketing. So now you know who you are going to be talking to. You know how to craft your message. And it doesn't matter if you're selling air purifiers. It doesn't matter if you're in the cosmetic, you know, industry, essential oils, solar. Everything could be tied back to everything could be tied back to the core desire of relationships. And you're probably asking yourself, that's not true because, you know, I'm selling you a pest control. Well, let me tell you, in our house, you know, we live in a wooded area. You know, we have two empty lots on either side of us. So, dude, I am like battling freaking roaches all the dang time. Dude, it is like, you know, the bane of my existence. I hate those things. You know, and they're from, my wife is like, well, they're in Texas, they got tree roaches. And I'm like, I don't care what kind of roaches. I don't want them in my house. And so, you know, I'm going out and, you know, we got, you know, an exterminator before that. You know, I was, you know, buying, you know, Red Demon, which, you know, apparently kills these bugs like on contact, and everyone, you know, talks about it and said, that's what you need in your house. But, you're not supposed to be, you know, like touching it or anything. And you got to have like a mask and you got to, you know, basically have yourself all covered or cause you don't want that, your body to absorb that. Cause you know, it can kill you. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, but why am I doing that? Because I want to make sure that there's no bugs in the home because I want to have a home that is, you know, peaceful. It is clean because that is what, you know, my wife desires. I'm trying to impress my wife. I'm trying to do what it takes, you know, to, you know, please my wife. It's all about relationships. Everything that we do is about relationships. And so when you are sitting down and if you're not making sales or you want to take your business to the next level, look, you're not cold calling just any old Joe, you know, on your list. You know, you need to have a specific plan of who you want to serve. And ultimately, we're in the market of relationships. Health and wealth, yes, those are other, you know, markets. And I would actually, you know, put them as sub-markets because ultimately we want to be wealthy and we also, you know, want to be, you know, looking fantastic for our relationships. You know what? Why do we buy sexy clothes? We want to feel sexy and confident. Why? Because we want relationships. We want people to, you know, to tell us, you know, that we look good. You know, even if you're not, you know, even if you're married and, you know, you're not, you know, trying to find, you know, another significant other or anything, we still like that attention. We still like that, you know, the people that are around us. We still like that, you know, the friendships and stuff like that. You know, it is all about, you know, relationships. Nobody can live like a hermit. And those people that say that, you know, I don't need any of that, they're lying to themselves because we were at our core built for community and built for relationships. We are built to be with other people. That's what we were created for. You know, if we didn't need anybody else, then there wouldn't be male and female. There wouldn't be, you know, us, you know, wanting to, you know, hook up with, you know, with each other. We wouldn't be, you know, having, you know, babies or anything like that, right? We would just, you know, be completely, you know, autonomous and we wouldn't need, you know, anybody else. And that's not true. And I know that you know that. I know that you're picking up, you know, what I'm saying. And so when I finally got that revelation in the last, you know, couple of days, I was like, poof, wow. Got to share that with everyone. That was awesome because that makes everything just so much easier when you are starting this business or if you're stuck in your business or if you're wanting to, if you plateaued out and you want to, you know, kind of break through that plateau, that everything can be designed around achieving ultimate relationships. It doesn't matter if you're selling pest control, you know, like I just told you about, you know, wanting to, you know, keep, you know, the roaches, you know, just out of, you know, out of our home. You know, if you're selling, you know, cosmetics or, you know, what other, you know, industries are there? Obviously, you know, health and wealth and you have supplementation. There's like, you know, tons of, you know, different, you know, industries, but, you know, oh, Scentsy candles. How does that have to, you know, do with, relationships? Oh, well, let me just tell you, you know what? There's nothing like, you know, you having this nice, you know, beautiful ambiance when you come home and you know that, you know, you set up, a place where you and your significant other, let's just say, you know, it's your wife and you and your wife setting a place where it's very peaceful and, you know, being able to, you know, create that same
type of environment that that you had or you experienced when you first met, you know, when you had all those feelings, you know, when you were first attracted to each other, right? There's a sale message right there. Dude, go ahead and take that, you know, and go put that out there and go sell, you know, more of your stuff. You see how it all goes back to relationships? That's what we ultimately want. So, I mean, I'm excited. So, that's why, you know, I'm just like going, I can go on and on for like another, like, you know, 2 hours, but I'm not going to be doing that. But I wanted to share that with you because that was a huge revelation for me. And so if any of you can use that, dude, go ahead and explode your business, because not only is that going to make you successful, it's going to make you look more like a professional, look like more of, you know, somebody that really cares about the people in your core market, and you know, and it's going to help to elevate this industry so we don't look like just a bunch of jimbonis running around just trying to get money out of people, just calling whoever, you know, that 3-foot rule and just, you know, talking to, you know, anybody with a heartbeat, right? And just, you know, looking like a bunch of fools. No, you know, we're elevating our level of professionalism so then, you know, people, when they look at us, you know, with the same type of authority that they do with a doctor or, you know, they do with like a lawyer, right? And the only way that you're going to do that is by, you know, knowing who you are marketing to, knowing the message that you're trying to get out there, and only, going after those people that have, you know, one, that are in your market, the one that have a problem and, you know, one that could really use the solution that you're providing them. And then also, which is most important, the ones that actually raise their hand and said, yes, I need what you have, or I want to know more about what you have, because then the relationship is a whole lot different than, you know, somebody that's just walking around, you know, in their world and everything's fine. All of a sudden, boom, they get a phone call saying, Hey, can you come over? We're having like a get together. And there's this guy that's going to show us, or a girl that's going to show us, you know, how to make some money, or they're going to show us, you know, how to, you know, cure, you know, our acne, but, oh, and you can also make money with that. Right. And that'll whole uncomfortable situation, or you're, you know, in the grocery store, you're out and about and somebody, you know, strikes up a conversation with you while you're, you know, in the checkout aisle and like, hey, oh, I noticed that, you know, you're getting some organic meats. You know, that's, you must be, in that a health nut, are you? Well, yeah, I am in health and wellness. Oh, great. You know what? You would be perfect, you know, for my business. Do you keep your options open? I mean, we don't have to do any of that nonsense anymore. Right? You know, you be able to be a true professional, build this business like other professionals and do it in a way that, you know, makes it a win-win situation for you and also your customer. So anyway, that's all that I had for you today. So I wanted to share with you that, out of those 3 core desires or 3 core markets, health, wealth, and relationships, there's really only one, because everything that we're doing is for relationships. Everything that we do goes, you know, towards, developing and also enhancing relationships, whether it just be friendships or intimate ones. So I hope that helps. Go out, crush it, be awesome today. And as always, I'm going to see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.